your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very busy down here at Stardome.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah, I guess that's the case, isn't it? Kind of wetter weather, people like to do the indoor activities.
Yeah, rain or shine, we get the stars here, which is pretty nice. And, of course, Matariki too, which is, yeah, very busy time
for us. Yeah, right. Cool. Now, we have an interesting mix of stories to talk about space-wise today.
Yeah, all kind of space station-related stories this week.
Yeah. So this first one, listen, I don't know if I'm like a space amateur, but I couldn't quite figure out what's going on.
Yeah, so this is, it's unfortunately a somewhat frequent event now, but there was a kind of an emergency on the space station where all of the astronauts, the nine of them, they had to take shelter, which is called, it's kind of like a duck and cover maneuver is what they call it. And it's basically when NASA or a space agency will detect space debris that gets a little bit too close to the space station. Mm. So basically they get all their astronauts to go into the spacecraft that they actually went there on to kind of duck and cover. And if something were to go wrong, if something hits the station and they need to suddenly leave, they're basically ready to go. So yeah, they had a very brief emergency, but fortunately nothing happened.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I feel like I wasn't quite aware of how much like space junk there is, kind of just, and debris there is, just kind of like flying around. I mean, I knew there was, but like this next story, well, actually the third story you sent me that was like space junk hitting a home in Florida.
Yeah.
I was like, are we supposed to be expecting stuff to just fall out of the sky from space?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. These two stories are quite related, but you've got there's a lot of stuff up there, you know. It's not just the spent rocket debris or even dead satellites. There's also things like little parts of the rocket, even tiny flicks of paint, you know, which might have come off a spacecraft. All of those objects are moving around the Earth so incredibly fast, and they're, you know, faster than a bullet. So even something as small as, you know, a pea, hitting something at those speeds can be catastrophic, you know. So there is huge danger, and the more stuff we're putting up there, especially nowadays, the more and more stuff or space junk that there's going to be. So it's a pressing issue, which, you know, causes danger for not just the astronauts in space, but, yeah, occasionally you get things falling through people's homes, apparently, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. So what's this family? They're trying to, like, sue NASA or something, are they?
Yeah, so it was a family in Florida. They something basically crashed through their house and, you know, smashed through two floors. Apparently, almost hit one of their kids. Turns out it was a piece of an old battery which had been basically chucked off from the space station a few years ago. That re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and actually made it through re-entry, and it went through this person's house. So they've laid a claim with NASA to kind of fix the damage, apparently, which it sounds very. It's not a real story, but it's, very
true. Wait, did you say it got just thrown off the space station?
Yeah, they often jettison, which is basically a fancy word of saying they throw away. They throw away things from the space station, and NASA usually expects that they will burn up in the atmosphere, and they usually do. But in this case, the battery made it through the atmosphere and actually, fell through someone's home. So just goes to show that, you know, just relying on throwing things into the atmosphere, it's not always going to work.
The consequences of space littering.
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, pretty bad to have astronauts and people on Earth, supposedly in danger. In saying that, though, I will, you know, emphasize that the risk of, you know, being hit by something falling from space is very, very, very slim. So it's not something that I'd be worried about at all.
Okay, that's good. But you said before that the risk of something like that happening out in space, like these astronauts having to take shelter, that's becoming increasingly common?
Yeah, it's pretty common for the space station. Every few months they'll have one of these events, basically, where they basically duck and cover. But, you know, it's not just for the astronauts, so it's also for satellites. So a lot of them have to actively move their orbits to, you know, not just dodge debris, but also dodge other satellites. So it's this kind of, game of cat and mouse of, you know, what's going to get closest in space. There's just so much stuff up there.
Yeah, who would have thought it'd be so hard to navigate your way through outer space?
Yeah, exactly.
And then finally, this is so much money. Something like $1.2 billion, right? $1.5 billion.
Yeah, it's final story is actually about the end of the space station. So NASA, they've given out $1 billion contract to SpaceX to basically develop an engine or something that can actually basically push the space station back to Earth in the 2030s. Because they've announced that they'll be retiring it in the 2030s, probably the very early 2030s. And they've just given out their contract, so now they're actually going to start building this machine, this engine that will eventually push the space station out of orbit and back to Earth, which, yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about such a big object. So
yeah, so is that the normal kind of procedure when you want to retire a space station or throw something out of orbit?
Yeah, it's for really big objects like the ISS, absolutely. I mean, we've done it with previous stations, with Skylab and Mir back in the 80s and the 90s. But, you know, the space station it's massive. It's like 450 tons. It's the size of like a rugby field. So you can imagine throwing something that big back down to the Earth. And because they know it is big enough that, you know, things will fall to the ground, they'll do it over the ocean in this case, so we're not going to have to worry about things falling on people's houses. But
I was going to say, there's kind of like a cynical relation between these two stories.
Yeah, and I mean it really depends on the country, because countries like, you know, the United States, they've tried to be quite responsible of how they get rid of stuff. But, you know, other countries like China, they've often just thrown rockets back towards the Earth over countries, and they've actually landed before. So, there's kind of really no universal law at the moment in terms of a lot of what countries do in space, which, yeah, it's a little bit of a grey area in terms of disposing things in space.
Mm. Whoa. How interesting. Wow, lots happening. Thank you, Josh. That was a great little segment of Spaced Out, I reckon. Very interesting stories this week.
No worries. Well, I'll speak to you in a few weeks then.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Josh. See ya.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.